It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. I'm Keith Manley, and this is the program we call Fresh Oil, where we believe the presence of God isn't just for Sundays, it's for everyday life. And this month on Fresh Oil, we're celebrating something. We're teaching from my new book, Grace Changes Everything. And all month long now, I'm teaching on this subject of grace. And we've been building something together, day by day, layer upon layer. In episode one, we discovered that there are only two ways to relate to God, law or grace. Old covenant, new covenant. Judaism, Christianity by faith. And in episode two, we learned why the two can't mix, why grace must stand alone. But today we're going to get personal. What happens when you know about grace, but you keep living like you're under the law? What happens when you celebrate grace on Sunday, but you strive to earn it by Wednesday? That's what we're talking about today, and the message is entitled From Sunday to Saturday, Breaking Free from the Cycle of Striving. You see, let's get real. Many of us know this cycle all too well. Sunday is glorious. I mean, the music lifts your spirit. You love the worship team. The sermon hits your heart. You feel washed. You're revived. You're recommitted. And grace feels real on Sunday. And then Monday comes. The alarm clock is brutal. The traffic, it's worse than last week, it seems. The prayers are shorter and the mood is colder. And suddenly, that sense of God's nearness, it starts to fade. By Wednesday, you've already lost patience. You've missed some devotions and you might have even slipped into some of your old habits. And you started wondering, did I blow it? Is God pulling away from me? Do I need to get born again? And by Friday, you're not praying with confidence at all. You're praying with guilt. And by Saturday, you're just hoping you can survive till the next day when you can get right again. And then the cycle repeats itself again. My friend, that is not the Christian life that Jesus died to give you. Let me give you a picture. It's like being on a spiritual treadmill. You're running really hard. You're sweating. You're straining. But you're not actually getting anywhere. You're not moving forward in your joy. You're just trying to not fall off. And here's the catch. The treadmill, it's powered by guilt. Guilt for what you didn't do, and guilt for who you haven't yet become. Guilt for what you promised, but you didn't follow through on. So you keep running. But you're not running toward God. You're running to try and catch up to Him. But here's the truth. You don't have to chase a God who already caught you. Now let's talk about why that cycle exists in the first place. Why do we live this way? It's because we start with grace, and then we try and finish with performance. And that's exactly what Paul addressed in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 3. Listen to it again. Are you so foolish, Paul says, after beginning by the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? Here's what Paul's saying. He's saying you didn't save yourself, grace did. So why are you trying to sanctify yourself without grace? Why are you trying to earn what was already freely given to you? My friend, the problem isn't your sincerity. The problem is your source. You're trying to use the law to do a job that only grace can finish. It's like using sandpaper to polish a mirror. It doesn't help. It scratches, it distorts, and it eventually wears you out. Now, Paul isn't condemning you. You know what he's doing? He's inviting you to wake up, to stop measuring your week based on performance. To stop thinking God's presence fades because your behavior fluctuates. To break the cycle of spiritual exhaustion. Let me give you another picture. Imagine someone gives you an all-access gym membership. It's state-of-the-art equipment. I mean, they've got personal training. They have nutritional support. Everything included. But you show up every day and you try to pay for it with a crumpled dollar bill. You say, I just want to feel like I'm earning it. And so you hand the receptionist a couple of crumpled up dollars. And she keeps saying, it's already paid for. And you nod. That's what we do with grace. We nod. And God says, the cross already paid for your full access, your standing, your security, your strength. But we keep reaching into our pockets. We want to feel worthy. We want to earn it just a little bit. We want to prove that we belong. But friend, that's not the way grace works. It doesn't respond to performance. It responds to faith. See, I lived this in that Sunday to Saturday cycle for years. I knew how to smile on Sundays, but by Mondays, man, it told a whole different story. I'd preached grace on Sunday with fire, but Monday, I'd fall into that self-criticism. You didn't pray enough. You weren't patient enough with your wife. You forgot to call that church member back. And that voice in my head, it sounded spiritual. It said things like, God deserves your best. Or you're leading people, you need to be an example. But friend, underneath those thoughts was a toxic belief that I have to earn my way back into God's smile. It wasn't until I saw the finished work of the cross that I broke free. I understood what Jesus meant when hanging on the cross, he said, tetelestai, it is finished. The debt is paid. It's complete. The masterpiece is done. It is finished. See, I wasn't just forgiven at the cross. I was made permanently righteous. Not temporarily. Not until the next mess up. Not just on Sundays. My standing didn't change based on the kind of week I had. It was anchored in the kind of death Jesus died. Now, how do you break out of that cycle? Let me get personal. How do you break the cycle of striving? Let me give you three steps rooted in grace. Number one, renew your mind every day before your feet hit the floor. Go ahead and remind yourself, I am not under law. I am under grace. I'm not beginning the day in a deficit. I'm starting in fullness, all the fullness of the cross. That's what I'm walking in today. My friend, it's been almost 40 years that my heart was established in grace. And I'm telling you what, you could not bring me under condemnation. You couldn't convince me with all your efforts that I am not standing righteous and holy right now before God because of what Jesus did and not my performance, because I know it's settled in my mind. And so every day, renew your mind before you even start on your journey with your day. Write it on your mirror, put it on your phone, speak it out loud. Let grace shape your thoughts first. Secondly, respond to failure with truth and not shame. You will mess up. I'm not speaking it into existence. It happens with every human being because we are human. You will mess up. That's not defeat. That's just being human. But here's how you can tell what covenant you're under. Law says hide. Law says try harder. Law says you're a disappointment. Other Christians aren't like that. Law says God is disappointed in you. You know what grace says? Grace says, just come in. Come close. I've already paid for that. Let me help you grow. The Holy Spirit inside of us, he says, you were built to overcome this because of what Jesus did and not what you do. Don't let failure be a spiral. Let it be a reminder of your dependence on grace. And then thirdly, just rest in what's already finished. You're not striving for victory. You're standing in it. You're not earning love. You're responding to it. When your spiritual muscles start tensing up,
When guilt creeps in on Thursday night, when performance whispers in your ear, just take a deep breath and say what Jesus said on the cross. It is finished, tetelestai. Because it is, friend. Maybe you've lived in the Sunday to Saturday cycle longer than you care to admit. Maybe you built your whole Christian life based on what you can do instead of what He already did. But you don't have to live there anymore. You don't have to wake up wondering if God is still pleased with you. You don't have to come to church looking for a reset button every week. You don't have to live on the roller coaster of striving, guilt, and recommitment. See, the gospel isn't, I'll do better next week. The gospel is Christ perfected at the cross, my salvation. He already did it. So you can live Monday through Saturday in the same confidence you feel on Sunday morning. That's grace, friend. I always say, this is my definition for grace. Grace is God's ability in you to do for you what you cannot do in yourself. So you can live in grace. You can walk in grace. I say that at the end of every program almost. I tell you to walk in grace because that's the only way I know. Grace, it changes everything. It really does. Now, maybe you're hearing this for the first time and you say, Keith, I'm not sure I can trust this. And let me tell you something. I've seen a lot of people, they've come and heard grace and then they go back under the law. And I'm like, how could you ever do that? Because to me, it was so life-changing. When I discovered the grace of God, it radically changed my life. It radically improved my performance, my life. It changed my prayer life because now I don't pray out of law. I pray out of relationship. It's a huge difference, friend. See, we're going to walk tomorrow. We're going to teach tomorrow how grace changes everything, not just your salvation, but your daily life. We'll walk through how grace affects your prayer life, your Bible reading, your spiritual growth, and even how you respond to hardship. You don't want to miss it, friend. All month long on Fresh Oil, I'm teaching from my new book, which is entitled Grace Changes Everything. And I've lived that by experience, friend. My life was radically changed when I encountered the grace of God. Don't be so hard on yourself. The devil loves it when your mind condemns yourself. Go read Romans 8. It tells you that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set us free from the law of sin and death. Remember, there are only two ways. You live under the law or you live under grace. And grace, it set me free from the law. You are not under the law. My friend, you're under grace. And grace, it isn't just your starting point. It's your everything, friend. Walk in grace.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical: transformation. Keith Manley's newest book, entitled Grace Changes Everything, is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.